This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System. Corey, a new report from CoBank says the U.S. has great potential to increase dairy sales to Mexico as its own dairy production is not keeping up with demand. They already import a lot of dairy from the U.S., don't they?
Yes, Mexico's our number one customer, and 84% of the dairy products they import are currently coming from the United States. What's happening in Mexico, though, the per capita consumption, so how much the average Mexican actually eats and drinks in dairy products, has grown 20% since 2011 to 2023. That's 50 pounds per person on a milk equivalent basis. That's a really big deal, Lee.
Yes. And is this mostly going to be in the form of non-fat dry milk and cheese or what?
The main product that Mexico imported for a number of years was non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder. And those two products have been used to enhance the protein content in cheese and other dairy product applications, including yogurt from their domestic milk production. But cheese is also another major, major growth category. In 2023, Mexico imported 327 billion pounds, and they're on pace to add to that by almost 25 billion to 352 billion pounds. So through October, Mexico purchased 37% of all U.S. cheese exports.
That's amazing. And how about fluid milk? Any chance that we could start shipping fluid milk down?
That is a really good question. The United States has $8 billion of new plant investment coming online. Half of that's cheese, but there's also about a dozen plants that are going to this ESL product. That's extended shelf life. And that product basically means it doesn't even need to be refrigerated, so it can stay on the shelves longer. So there are some activity of exports leaving Miami to the Central American countries. I haven't heard a lot yet in Mexico, but there's opportunity there in that front.
Real quickly in closing, the big elephant in the room, though, may be the tariffs from the incoming President Trump.
Well, certainly we have a new administration coming into town in January, and we'll see what happens there. But NAFTA was our first major trade agreement, and it's worked very well. And now the new USMCA has been doing well, too. So we'll see what happens as the calendar turns.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
For Feedworks USA, I'm John Clark. With a very special guest, the 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel. For those that don't know about the program, it's a pretty intense program.
Yeah. Allison Dairyland is Wisconsin's official agricultural ambassador. I have the honor of representing our state's $104.8 billion agriculture industry. I travel across the state of Wisconsin and beyond, learning and sharing more about the diverse agriculture industry here in our state of Wisconsin. The process to become Alice, they say, is the most rigorous but rewarding job interview you'll ever have in your life, so thank goodness it's all downhill from here. I started in January of this year with a preliminary application to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections. I was then selected as a top candidate, so there were six women selected as top candidates. Throughout the next few months, I was learning about everything it is to be a great ambassador for agriculture. I also had weekly assignments proving that I had what it takes to be Alice in Dairyland, and then the program culminates in May with a three-day partially public job interview that has industry tours, some media opportunities, and public speaking.
What has been the most interesting, eye-opening thing you've learned as Alice in Dairyland?
It's really wonderful to meet families who have been dairy farming or just farming for eight generations. And it's also great to meet people who have maybe never seen a cow before. And really getting to bridge that gap between our rural and urban communities in Wisconsin and beyond.
That's a great point. I would suppose that learning the diversity of agriculture in Wisconsin is interesting too.
Yes, from cattle to swine, corn, cranberries, Christmas trees, and everything in between. There is so much to love and learn about in Wisconsin.
What's next on your chock-full calendar?
I'm really excited to get into some holiday campaigns with some something special from Wisconsin products. I also am just looking forward to doing a lot more school visits. I love getting to schools to talk about Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin agriculture.
Any fun stuff with cheese in the state?
Yes, in March I'll be doing a March Madness cheese bracket in honor of March Madness basketball, so that'll
cheese
be a lot of fun.
Bracket.
Oh, yes. You know, we have over 600 styles, types, and varieties of cheeses that we make in Wisconsin, and so we got to pit the best of the best against each other and figure out which cheese comes on top. I think last year it was cheese curds.
Haley Heitzel with Alice in Dairyland, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Feedworks USA, I'm John Clark.